And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production, the Fortis Institute. Florida just enacted a common-sense law allowing pregnant women to park in handicapped spots, finally acknowledging that carrying new life brings legitimate physical challenges. Compare that to the grim statistics emerging from Ireland and the UK, where abortion rates continue their deadly climb. Ireland saw 10,852 abortions in 2024, nearly 8% more than the previous year, and a staggering 60% increase since legalization began in 2019. England and Wales experienced a 13% hike in 2021 and 2022 alone. Speaking of research that actually helps people, the American Bible Society's latest study confirms what believers have long known, and that's that scripture reading outperforms every trendy self-care fad. Their survey of over 2,600 Americans found that weekly Bible readers showed lower stress, anxiety, and loneliness scores compared to non-readers, plus significantly higher hope levels. Meanwhile, the poetry world was just exposed pretty thoroughly. Aaron Berry, a white poet frustrated by industry discrimination, spent 3 years masquerading as various marginalized identities, including a gender-fluid member of the Nigerian diaspora. He deliberately wrote awful poems that he got published over 47 times across literary magazines. When he revealed the hoax on his Substack, the industry exploded in predictable rage. Pastor Luke Ash lost his job at the East Baton Rouge Parish Library after declining to use a co-worker's preferred pronouns. Ash, a library technician for less than 6 months, knew his stance violated the library's inclusivity policy but refused to compromise his conscience. Yep, the same institutions hosting Drag Queen Story Hours now demand Christian employees violate their beliefs or find new jobs. Okay, I get it, but the one thing that sticks with me, he knew the library had a policy, yet he took the job anyway. I think there's something that can be learned from that. Don't put yourself in positions to violate your conscience to begin with. It's just one man's opinion. Moving on, if you need proof that climate hysteria has reached peak absurdity, look no further than the Steve Miller Band. At 81 years old, Steve Miller had scheduled 31 tour stops for 2025. Pretty impressive for his age, but he canceled the entire tour because of potential weather events. Not actual extreme weather, just the theoretical possibility of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires. All of that is quoted. Finally, the Trump administration is expanding its immigration enforcement into California's prison system, requesting data on all incarcerated illegal migrants from major countries, including Los Angeles and San Francisco. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.